Shurus le Rosh Lekol. In a few days' time, it's going to be the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, and the meaning of Klal Yisrael is on Shmini Atzeres and Yisrael. We are on what we call Shmini Atzeres. We have also Simchas Torah and Chutzlaretz. We have on the ninth day we have Simchas Torah. The meaning of Klal Yisrael is we finish the cycle of reading all the parashas, the whole Torah, and start again. We have a Simchas Torah. Wasn't always necessarily like that. Times of Chazal, it was different in Hagim. Some places they have the minig like we do every year, they finish the Torah, and some places the minig was they finish the whole Torah every 3 years for some reason. Now the minig of the whole Klal Yisrael is that we finish the Torah and we start it again on Simchas Torah. So the question is why on Yom Tov of Sukkot especially, well, why was the Yom Tov of Sukkot chosen as the time to finish the Torah, more specifically Shmini Atzeres? What's special about Shmini Atzeres more than any other time that we should choose that as the time to finish Torah and to start the cycle of reading the Torah again? If it had to be on a Yom Tov, I don't know if it had to be on a Yom Tov, if it had to be on a Yom Tov, I would have thought Shavuos would be an obvious choice. So we got the Torah, so that's where we'll start. That's not how it was done. The Chachomim, whoever were Kuvia, this Minig, decided to have Simcha Yom Tov of Shavuos for the Torah. I'll have another simcha of Simchas Torah. What are these two simchas and why are we starting it on Shmini Atzeres? There's a well-known Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Daf Tov Zayin Omed Aleph. The Gemara brings an achleikus of Yezan and Yeshua. Yeshua says, "B'nissan nivra ha'olam." The world was created in Nissan. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Tishri Nivra Olam. The world was created in Tishri. So the Gemara says, Keman Matzlinon Zeh Hayoyim Tchilas Masecho Zikoron Lim Rishon. We say on Rosh Hashanah in the davening, Zeh Hayoyim Tchilas Masecho. This is the day, the beginning of your work, of your deeds. Who is that like? Well, Rosh Hashanah is in Tishri. And we're saying, this is the first day when Hashem created the world. That's like Rabbi Eliezer who says, Tishri Nivra Olam. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos asks, the Maaser, we pass the Nekev Yeshua, B'nissan Yivra Olam. And we also say this, Zeh Hayoyim Tchilas Masecho. And he asks more than that. If you look in the Yotzeres of Kalil, who was the Miyasa of the Yotzeres, in the Yotzeres of Shmini Atzeres, which we're not going to say, he says there, well, he seems to take on that, Tishri Yivra Olam. And yet, in Pesach, in his Yotzeres, he explains that B'nissan Yivra Olam. So what's going on? It's a steerer. Tosfos says, it's famous Teretz. Tosfos says, Omer Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan said, Eilu ve'eilu devarikim taim. They're not, it's not a steerer. Ikka le'meimar de'betishri olo b'machshova divoris. It wasn't actually created in Tishri. It was olo b'machshova. He had the idea, or he thought, he wanted to create it in Tishri. But lo nivrad Nissan, but he didn't actually create it until Nissan. Interesting idea. Tosfos Zaraya, there's such a musik. The Gemara in Erevin asks the Stira about the creation of Odom Rishon, Parshas Bereishis, coming up not very long. Says there, Stira, it says in one pasuk, B'tzelem enekim boro oisoi, Loshen Yochid, he created him in Loshen Yochid, singular. Another pasuk, it says boro oisom, he created them in Arabic. Was it a two? Did he create them as two or one? The Gemara says they're the same thing. Olav Machshava Yivoris Shnayim was Olav Machshava. He wanted to, thought, had the idea to create them as two, but in the end he only created them as one. So we have this idea of Olav Machshava, and it didn't happen in the end. Obviously that needs some explanation. What does that mean, Olav Machshava? He decided this way, then he changed his mind. And more than that, what? He decided he was going to create it Tishri, and then didn't. No, he waited till Nissan. How is it even shaykh that the months of Tishrei and Nisan before the Bris Olam, Hashem waited 6 months? What's going on in here? There's a second Gemara, also referring to the Bris Olam, also a machleika, and in fact, actually also machleika of Yeshua and Rabbi Yezer. This is a Gemara I think is less well known. Gemara in Yom HaDachnun Dadad on the base says a machleika like this. Rabbi Yezer says, Olam may emsi usoi nivra. The world was created from in the middle. Yeshua says, Olam may not stodin nivra. No, the world was created from the sides. Right? Rabbi Yezer is saying it started off in the middle and then it went to the sides. Yeshua says, no. Started off at the sides and then it went into the middle. What does that even mean? Rashi seems to say, can say that literally. Yeah, you started in the middle and then you started filled out. What's going on in here? What does that even mean? What does it mean, MCU? Sorry, what's the study? And again, we have to understand what's going on over here. How do I understand this, Machlokes? We're saying every day in davening, in Yom Tov days, we say it more than once, four times a day. Ato v'chatonu mikol amim, v'hafto isonu v'ratziso bonu. I saw once brought down b'shem Sidur Agra. I found it in the Perush Siach Yitzchak. It's not actually the Gora. Maybe the Gora also said it. He said these three phrases, Ato v'chatonu mikol amim, v'hafto isonu v'ratziso bonu, correspond to the Sholosh Regalim. Ato v'chatonu shows us that was Pesach. Pesach Hashem chose us. We'll get back to this, explain it in a bit more detail soon. Ato v'chatonu was on Pesach. V'hafto isonu, that was on Shavuos. He gave us the Torah, that's a v'hafto isonu. Is Sukkos. What does this mean? I think that the deeper message here, when we look at the Sholosh Regalim, we know that we have three Regalim, Pesach, Nisan, first month, Shavuos, and Sukkos. In fact, they're not three separate Regalim. Three Regalim together are one cycle. We start off with Pesach, then one follow on from each other, and one leads on to the other. Starting off with Pesach leads on to Shavuos, and they both lead on to Sukkot. Seems to be clear that we see that in the Gemara already in Chazal. The mission in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah says that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah and Regalim. What does that mean, Rosh Hashanah and Regalim? The Gemara explains, ostensibly we're talking about there the din of Bal Ta'achir, someone who makes a neder, a promise, is going to bring a korban. He has to bring it before three regalim have passed, or else it's over the lab of Bal Ta'achir. Moses says that has to be that these three regalim pass in the right order. Pass Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. What does that mean? If after Pesach, Moitzi Pesach, someone stands up and says a neder, I'm going to bring a korban, and he doesn't bring a korban. Shavuos goes past, and then Sukkot, then Pesach, three regalim have gone past. That's fine, he hasn't yet been over. Why? Because the regalim have not gone yet. Has to go past regalim in order. Has to go again through Pesach, then Shavuos, and then Sukkos, and only then it's over. There's an order to the Sholosh Regalim. I think it's not just an order, one is first, one is second, one is third. The thing is, as we said, it's a cycle, one leads on to the other. We start off Pesach, leading on to Shavuos, leading on to Sukkos. I think this is the idea this Perush is saying here. Pesach is Ato v'chatonu. We know Pesach is the Zman, is the time of the birth of Klal Yisrael. I think Klal Yisrael are born. Chazal say, the Pasuk says, Hashem took us a goy mikarev goy. Chazal say as if it's a marshal of an animal trying to give birth, and the farmer puts his hand in and takes the uber out. That's what happened by Siyas Mitzrayim. Kachas le goy mikarev goy. We didn't have even an identity as an arm for ourselves. We were a birth as a nation, as Am Yisrael, that started on Pesach. That's when Hashem chose us to be a nation. That's when we became Am Yisrael. That's the birth of Klal Yisrael. We carried on. After that, Ahavto Yisonu gave us the Torah. We say, I think many times in the evening, we say in Ma'ariv, Avas Olam Beis Yisrael, Amcho Ahavto, what's Ava? We talk about Hashem's Ava. Hashem's Ava is the fact He gave us the Torah. I'm going to, if I could, I'll spend a few minutes explaining this idea. Why is What is this avot significance of giving us the Torah that shows the avot of Kodesh Baruch more than anything else? We have to understand what is Torah exactly. We know that Torah is special, more so than the other mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, Neged Kulam. The Chaim Elojen explains the fundamental difference between Torah, Limud Torah, and any other mitzvahs. Torah is not just another mitzvah we're doing as Hashem wants us to do. Torah is in itself, difficult to put this into words, that's what we are told. Torah is is almost the das, the chokmah of Hashem himself. Torah is, in a way, a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Hashem's chokmah, Hashem's mind. Chaim Lojana says, every mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah, that brings you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Hashem said, it's cool, this is an emtsoi, there's a tools to enable you to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do mitzvahs are emtsoim to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is not an emtsoi. When you learn Torah, it's not Hashem saying, you're doing what Hashem said, so you'll come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learning Torah is in itself bringing yourself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're studying Kiviyochel, if you're allowed to say, you're studying the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand the Torah, you're understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll give you an example to bring out this idea. Again, for last month or so, we said so many times, the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, we all know it. There's another Yud Gimel Midos, which also we say every day. Just the Rosh Nitzah. I'm just saying the idea that Shodosh Regalim are a cycle, one need on the other. See, Chitzlok said, Atav HaKaton is Pesach, after Yisun is Shavuos, and Tis HaBon is Sukkot. Why Shavuos? Explain why Shavuos. The Av of Shavuos is the Torah, right? What's the Av in the Torah? So we're saying that there's a Yud Gimel Midos Sharachamim, but there's another Yud Gimel Midos we say every day. Shmuel Eimeh, Shleishas and Midos HaTorah Nedres Vehem. No. What's the kesher between Yud Gimel Midos Sharachamim and Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nedres Vehem? Bit of a potato sounds the same, bit of a coincidence. Sounds a bit far-fetched. The Mason Svarim say that the Yud Gimel Midos, they correlate, they parallel each other. In fact, they go through all the Yud Gimel Midos explaining which one of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim corresponds to which of the Yanak Hashem. I don't know which one, and that's the Moshul. Hashem is the Kal V'Chema, and another Hashem is a Gzeir Shava. What's the connection? What's going on? What does that even mean? I think it's partial. What's just when you say you have Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim? Hashem, we don't understand Hashem. Hashem is Ein Sof. There's no way for us to understand Hashem at all. All we know is what Hashem is Megala himself to us, how he reveals himself to us. That's how we understand him in our limited way. Those are the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, are the midos with which Hashem chooses to be offered to act in this world, and that's how we can appreciate him, we can understand him. Not really understanding him. You can't. It's not Shayach. That's Hashem chose us to reveal himself. Torah is also Ein Sof. As we said, saying what we said, Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Chazal says, Kutshbichu Ve'Raisa Eschad, whatever that means. Torah is Ein Sof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. Torah is Ein Sof. We can't understand the Torah. We're never going to be able to grasp the real essence of the Torah. But Hashem allowed us to understand the hidden depths of the Torah by revealing it to us in certain ways. Those are the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, are the ways Hashem gave us to reveal the depths of the Torah. I think if you think about it, if we see that there are Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, with which Hashem reveals himself to us, and we know the Torah is some sort of representation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, then it has to be that there are these Yud Gimel Midos in the Torah as well, to understand the Torah. It's not just a cute comparison. Like all of these, anything Chazal tell us, it has to be that way. If there are Yud Gimel Midos in the Torah, in of Rachamim, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Hechuk, there are Yud Gimel Midos in the Torah. And it has to be that the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim correspond and correlate exactly to the Yud Gimel Midos of the Torah. That's the Ava of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and gives us the Torah. Besides everything else in the Torah, Hashem is giving us his own essence, Kiviyachol, so to speak. He's giving us opportunity to understand him himself, to come close to him, to understand him. The Rambam says in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, the Rambam is Yisrael Yatzayra, Perk Beis, the Rambam says there, way to come to Avo, he says, to look, to see in the Briah, to see all the Maisim in the Kiddush Baruch Hu, for the Gadlus of the Kiddush Baruch Hu, everything Hashem has done, that will bring you to Avo. So to love that Kiddush Baruch Hu. And then what? Some, you have this out, and you'll be Misave Tava Gadoilo, Leida Hashem Hagadol, to know Hashem. What does that mean to know Hashem? There's another Rambam. The Rambam is actually, the Rambam brings a Chazal, Rashi Latay also brings this Chazal. V'haftot Hashem Nekecho, Chol Avov, Chol Nashko, V'ho Yu Advorim O'Eila. Chazal say, V'haftot Hashem Nekecho, okay. Eini Yedea Ketzad Ayus Mokim, how do I do that? Rashi, in fact, uses the Lashon, Mahu Avo, what is this Avo that I went to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Chazal say, V'ho Yu Advorim O'Eila. That's how you have Avo for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shemitoch kach ato makir as mi shama v'yoilam. Learning Torah, if you go and you learn Torah, you're being makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Rambam said, you must add the title today, the Leida Hashem HaGadol. Go and learn Torah, you'll know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be makir mi shama v'yoilam. That's what we say in davening. I have to admit, many times, I'm going through davening and I see something which I've said every day, for years, for decades, and I get to remember. It's embarrassing. I don't have what you're saying, Pashuk Shat, sometimes. And it struck me, saying again, we bought this, the bracha we said before, Alas Oilam Beit Yisrael Amcho Avcho. Torah Mitzvah, Chukim Mishpotim, even Chukim Mishpotim, Hashem give us also Ava. Al Kain, since we appreciate it, this is what Hashem is doing for us. So, B'Shachveinu Kameinu, M'siach V'chukecho, V'nitzach V'zah. So, what are we going to do? We're going to accept that Ava, Hashem's given us this great gift, so what do? We're going to accept it. And how do we show our Ava back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're going to learn Torah. We're going to be Torah, we want to know everything about Hashem. That's what Ava is. If somebody you have Ava for, somebody you have a great love for, they're giving you something, what how do you access your Ava? You want to know everything about them. You want to be close to them. Okay, Hashem and Okeinu, B'Shachveinu V'Kameinu, N'Seachu V'Kecho, V'Nisnachu David Samotu V'Secho. That's the greatest simcha, and the coast of Kodesh Baruch Hu, as we heard yesterday. Akaponim, that's the Avo of Kodesh Baruch Hu for us on Shavuos. After Isonu is obviously a friend to Shavuos, Hashem gave us the thing. And then finally, Ratzisa Bono. So Ratzisa Bono, Hashem's happy with us, he's pleased with us. He has Ritzui. What's that? That's Sukkos. Sukkos is the time when we've reached that Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, as we said, the Simcha, as Rabbi Jodorowsky explained so beautifully yesterday, the special Simcha of Sukkos is the time we're closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than any other time, more than any other Yom Tov, especially on Shmini Atzeres. Gazel says, the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Kal Yisrael, now is the time, it's everyone else, just me and you together. So that's the time of the Kiruv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Tisa Bon. I was thinking back to the Hemshech of the Philok, we explained the same way. Perhaps this is just a reflection of the first three phrases. So now we're talking about what Hashem looks at, now we're explaining how that affects us. Start off Ato Bechartono Mikol Amin, Pesach. And now we say, Ramtono Mikol Ashenai. So how did that affect us? With Bocha Bono Mikol Am. We're in one of Mikolashay. That's Pesach. Ahavto Isonu. Kidashtonu b'mitzvei Secho. As we said, the Ava is that we got the Torah. Kidashtonu b'mitzvei Secho. And then, Matzisa Bono is Keravtonu Malkeinu. That's the Rotz sign. The Kirubah, which is the Sukkos, it's Keravtonu Malkeinu on the way to Secho. So we see from here, again, that's Pesach, again, in the three Yom Tovim, it's not just Pesach happens to be first, and happens to Shavuos is second, and Sukkot is third. There's a Talich. Yeah, the Talich, we're starting off, Pesach is the beginning of this Talich. It's the beginning of our journey. Pesach is the leader, we said before, then we have Shavuos, that almost leads straight into Shavuos, where Hashem gave us the Torah. Maybe Pesach is the birth, Shavuos is Bar Mitzvah, or Bechasana, or both. Then we carry on until the end of the journey. The end of the journey is Sukkos. Sukkos is the end of the Talmud. Like the Pasuk says, Sukkos is Chag Osif. Pesach is a time when everything starts coming into bloom. Sukkos is the end. It's Chag Osif, you gather anyone together. The pasuk actually says, Chag Osif, but say Sashana. It's the end. The Maral actually says, interestingly, a little bit agav, that really the Yom Tovim are all in the summer, from Nisan to Tishri. The winter is Heder. It's not really counted. The Ikka year is from the beginning of the summer, from Pesach to Sukkah. Sukkah is the Tzeis HaShana. We're starting off from Pesach, we go to the end, we go into Sukkah. Chazal tell us, you see many times in Chazal, the idea of Sukkah is the idea, the epitome of Olam Haba. The Sukkah is the Me'en Olam Haba. We see it many times, we don't have to go into that now. Sukkah is the destination, where we're trying to get to. That's Olam Haba. That's Sukkot. Pesach is the birth, where everything is there, Bekoyach, waiting for us to, the opportunity to go, we can go where we want to go to. Sukkot is, should be, we've reached where we're going to get to, we've reached the destination. Could be that's just in the two Gemaras we started off with. First Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Siddur Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Nissan, Nivrei Lamo, Rabbi Tishrinish, Nivrei Lamo. We said that Tosafot says it's not a stira. Eilav elu divrei kinyan. It's all of a machshava to be created in Tishri. But at the end of the day, he created in Nisan. We ask, what does that even mean? All of a machshava means that's the ideal. That's what Hashem wanted. That's where he wanted to get to. Again, in Bereishis, we're going to say all of a machshava ribois milas adin. That the world Hashem wanted, the ideal world for the soul for. That's Tishri. That's what we're meant to get to. That's what Hashem wanted from the world. But he didn't make it that way. He made it in Nisan. He made it where we're not there yet. He made it we have to work to get there. We say, the Nisan Nivrei Olam, or the Tishri Nivrei Olam. The Mishra is saying, the Nisan Nivrei Olam, the world was created in not a complete state. We have to work to get there. Rabbi Eliezer said, it was created complete. And then we have to fall, we'll see about this in a minute, fall, and we have to get back to what I was in the beginning. I think that's also shot in the other Gemara as well, the Gemara in Yuma as well. There as well we had a Machlekes. Machlekes, was the world created in the MC Isai, or was the world created in that Stodin? So I'll tell you, when I see such a Gemara, and I see the MC Isai and Stodin, the first thing that comes to my mind is the famous Maral. The Maral explains, Maral in the Akdoma to Neir Mitzvah, Chanukah, explains the idea of Dalet Golios. Yeah, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, "V'aretz is a soyu v'voyu v'foyshech apni atoyim v'ruach adikim arachavus apni amayim." And the Medrash says, "V'aretz is a soyu, that's Golos Bovel. Voyu is Golos Modai. Foyshech is Golos Yovon. Apni atoyim is the Golos of Rishon, which we're, the Golos we're in now." The four Golios are hinted in right in the beginning of Briyas Olam. If they hinted in the beginning of Briyas Olam, it seemed that the apostle was saying the world was created from the beginning of creation, from Briyas Olam, was created the idea of the four Goliaths. Why is that? What has the four Goliaths got to do with the Briyas Olam? So the Maral explains, Chazal say the world was created with the letter Hey. What's the letter Hey? Letter Hey is a Dalet with a Yud. The Yud is the dot, little dot in the beginning. That's the Ruchnius. Started off with a little dot, Kulay Ruchnius. Dalet is the four directions. And actually the Dalet show itself symbolizes the four directions. You've got up and down, got left and right. The Dalet, the start off with little dot and expanded. Got bigger and bigger. Shomar Lelomai died. The world got bigger and bigger until Hashem told it to stop. This expansion is going away, moving away from this Ruchnius, like a point where we started. And the more we go away, the more gashmius the world became. Explains the Maral. I think we see that in Pesukim. Always bothered me. We had a few in Parshas Nitzavim. It says, it's going to happen, you're going to go into Golos, and Hashem will remember you and bring you back. Even if you've gone all the way to the ends of the world, Hashem will bring you back. I don't understand. It's harder for Hashem to bring us back if we're far away. I can understand if we'll be very close, Hashem can bring us back. They'll bring us back even if we're all the way in Australia. How's he going to manage that? Then, even if you're in Bixay HaShemayim, Hashem's going to bring you back. What's going on here? It's harder for Hashem to bring us back if we're far away than if we're close. I think Hashem is a straight on the apostle. The The physical distance is a representation of the Oymek HaGolos. The further away we are spreading Golos, that's a representation of the Oymek HaGolos. It's a deeper Golos. The further we spread away, it's a further Golos, it's a deeper Golos. We've gone further away from where we should be. And that apostle is saying, even however far away you've fallen, still Hashem will bring you back. So the morale, that's the Dalet Golos and the woman in this idea itself, Kriyas Olam. The fact the world spread in four directions, we look at it as a circle, but really it says it's four directions, is that's where the four, but each Golos is its own point. Each direction is going further away from where we should be in its own way. And it's four different ways we can spread away from this point. And that is the four Golos. So when the Gemara says, "Machlekes Abezer B'Shuam," "Yemsiuos Nivram," "Yistod Nivram," so to me it looks like that's what they're talking about. How do we look at the world when it was created? It was created, like the Morale said, started off this point in the middle, spread out to the sides. Or do you say it's a chaos? It started off in Astodi. B'Shuah says it started in Astodi. What does that mean? It's exactly the same Machlekes. It's Tishri, Nivra Olam, and Nisan Nivra Olam. B'Shuah said that Nisan Nivra Olam, the world was created, it was all in potential, we weren't there yet. And our job is to get there. As Dr. B'Shuah, the world was created in Astodim. It was made in this matzav, when you look at the B'Yas Olam, B'Yas Olam is the world, when do we count the beginning of the world? We're starting at Astodim. We're starting off in a matzah, we're far away from this point we have to get to. Our job is to get back to the middle. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rabbi Eliezer says, but Tishri Nivra Olam, the world was created in a matzah of perfection. Where are we going to get to? He says, B'Mesiyos Nivra Olam. Then, it went pear-shaped, then it went to the Stodin, and we have to get back to where it was before. So, I wouldn't even say the Shtosam, that's the same Achleikas. Achleikas of Ezra B'Shua, B'Nis Nivra Olam. Tishri Nivra Olam, that's the same Machlekes in the Gemara in Yuma, Yemsiyos Nivra Olam in Astodim. Coming back to where we started off right in the beginning. So asked, why is Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres? Why? What's Simchas Torah to do with Shmini Atzeres? Shavuos is a good time to start reading the Torah, start the cycle of reading the Torah. I think we understand there's a big difference between the Simcha of Shavuos and the Simcha of Sukkot. True, on Shavuos we got the Torah. I'd say Shavuos is a celebration of Avas Oilam Yisrael Am Kafta Torah Mitzvah Yisrael Mishvat Mishani Malach. That's what we got the Torah. But the Simcha we're having now on Simchas Torah, that's a Simcha of Alkein Hashem Alekeinu V'Shachrinu K'min Esach Ukecha. We've taken that amazing gift that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, the Avah He showed us, and we reciprocated the Avah, and we took it, and we got to where we meant to get to, as much as we could. And we got to again to that's a Simcha Simchas Torah. I think if we would look for a day which is the best, most suitable day for such a Simcha, is there a better day than Sukkot? And not Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres again is the peak of the Kirva Kadosh Baruch Hu. We've reached where we're meant to get to. We've gone through the whole cycle. We've come to this matzah of Kirov Tonim Al Kein Alvei Desecha. Now we can take express the simcha of the simcha of the Gemara Shal Teir, we've reached where we're going to get to. We should all be zeicha to a simchas yom teir, simchas teir, a felig of simchas teir. We should all be zeicha again like Rabbi Jolsky said yesterday, be smach to the chnei Hashem and ekecha, and they will be amen. Thank you.